This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to the show. Thanks for staying with me. It's The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm Arif Halaby, your host, your guest host for the final hour of our program as we talk about, look, I think the left symbolism over substance, it was always cute. We all thought it was nice, and even some of you didn't believe it, right? You played make-believe with your kids, with your grandkids. You all played make-believe. You thought that was fun. You know, you would drink fake tea and coffee. You would pretend like you were cooking something in that little oven, and you would comment on your daughter, how beautiful, or your granddaughter, your son. You would help make it. You get it, right? That was all cute. We know that you knew that I knew that she knew that he knew, and even the kids knew that they were playing make-believe. Except now, those same people that actually believed you were drinking tea from an empty glass... Well, those people are now running the Democrat Party. Those people are the socialists and the Democrats that have run the state of California. They've run the city of Austin, the school board in Dallas. These are the same people that believe symbolism over substance are running the state legislatures of Washington State. They tell me and you that as long as you act like you care, then you care. As long as you believe that something is, then it must be. So I'm going to go over some symbolism over substance. See what your thought is. See if you have some ideas. Because here's something that I think is pretty important. At 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Tell me what you think. Give us some feedback. I'd love to do this. I'm kind of putting together maybe an outline of a book. This might go out so you can actually help. Your ideas, your thoughts, the conversations that you bring to Twitter, you can let me know. Hey, have you thought about this, symbolism over substance? So let me get started with a couple of things here. When you wash your hands, right, some of these hand dryers, right, they run around banning bathroom paper towel dispensers. And instead they put in these hand dryers, all sorts of different versions. You know, the Dyson, it's supposed to be fancy, very expensive, by the way, hundreds of dollars in some of these cases. So that when you go to these gas stations, remember the white ones with the big aluminum thing, and you hit the button and it makes a loud noise and it blows air on your hands. The same hands, by the way, you just cleaned. You just use soap and water, hot water. You did your 22 seconds per side or whatever it is that is going to keep the coronavirus off you. And then you went to the same hair dryer that has been sitting in the smelly bathroom, germ-infested bathroom, to blow warm, which is a place, by the way, where bacteria thrives, which is warm air, by the way. I don't know if you knew that. If not, go back to eighth grade. But it's the place where germs thrive inside of those hair dryers, those hand dryers, and that blows the warm air. Now, they will tell you, oh, Arif, that's a good point, but the 17-year-old, you know, his job is to sweep that same bathroom, clean it. You see his initials on the back of the door? You see that? Yeah, yeah. By the way, their job is to check that filter and change it. I'd love to see a study. Any of you high school or college kids doing a study, you go and check those bathroom filters, and you tell me out of 50 of them, how many of them have actually been changed, actually look like they filter anything, and I think you're going to find nothing. See, symbolism over substance. Hey, I saved a tree. No. This is what you did. There was a tree that was supposed to be planted because of the waste, because the paper towels, right, the brown ones, most of these have the brown ones, some are white, but all of those paper towels, it's the waste products that are filling up landfills that, remember, you care about? Now they have to go into the landfills, because we're still using wood to build furniture, we're still using wood to build homes, and so when we do that, the waste products, that's what's used to build the paper towels that are used. Well, not much anymore, because you think you're saving a tree. And you're not saving it. It has nothing to do with trees. It's the actual waste products. And now that wood remnants, what do? They go into landfills. Right? I mean, there are other uses for them, but whatever version, whatever percentage used to go in and fill up the paper towels, the hand towels, not anymore. And in case you lost the common sense version, which is what our friends on the left seem to do sometimes, the common sense, just kind of like, let's go back to just basic, I don't know, 4-year-old. We can do that. Where we're pretending to drink. Right? We're having a tea party. That same person, if you ask them, hey, sweetie, if I used a paper towel and I wiped off my hands, do you think that would get off more germs than just waving them in the air? Because you know and I know, studies have shown that the friction that's done when wiping your hands with a paper towel actually get the virus and germs off at a much higher percentage. Some studies are showing 60, 70, even 80% of the germs off of your hands are not just the soap and water, but it's the friction used. And when you remove that, and when you have a bunch of warm, bacteria-infested, dirty-filtered bathroom air blowing on the same hands that were clean a minute ago, but hey, we saved a tree. Hey, we saved a tree. Right, these are the same people that give you a paper straw. Now, you understand, when they ban the plastic straws, they're not doing it to save animals. They're not doing it to save the environment. Well, Arif, how do you know? I will prove it when we come back. Check us out at The Real Side, TheRealSide.com, 855-REAL-JOE, that's 855-732-5563. I'm your guest host, Arif Halaby. This is The Real Side with Joe Messina, and we'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
Hey, welcome back to The Real Side. Joe Messina, I'm your guest host. Eric Hallaby, thanks for being with me as we talk about, look, symbolism over substance. You and I both know that over time, the symbolism over substance idea, which kind of starts off, you know, everybody's got a good heart and they mean the right thing and everybody's trying to do the right thing. And, you know, we see a picture of a straw coming out of an ear of a turtle and we say, well, that can't be. What can we do? Let's ban straws. Let's ban. Remember those six-pack things that they would have six-pack sodas and beer, and it would be that plastic thing with six holes on the top. And remember those? Yeah, those were banned. Why? Because there was a great picture that went around everywhere. The image is worth a thousand words, as they said. Maybe even a million. I think there was a duck stuck in the middle of it, or there was a, you know, a fish or a dolphin, something cute that all of us go, well, you know, hey. At least if it was a bat, we might say, who cares? But it wasn't. It was a duck or a bird or something cute. We'd say, oh, no. And so we ban those. The pop tops, remember, you'd step on them at every single beach event you'd go to. ban those. I don't know. I'm sure there are some things that we should consider. Hey, you know, the consumer world isn't right. The business world isn't right. But what about this? Remember this? We're going to ban straws. And you go, well, yeah, it's happening all across the country. Very woke communities are saying we're banning straws. So what do they do instead? They give you a paper straw. Except here's the problem. You're going to need two, three, or four of them. Now, a straw is, you know, stay with me, because I know you're intelligent. You're listening to the show, so you're pretty smart, usually above average. A straw has a volume the same. I don't care if it's made out of metal, if it's made out of plastic, if it's made out of paper. It has a volume, right? You can get the same amount of straws that are the same size in the same size package. So when I use two or three or four of them, how many trucks? Now, two times the amount of trucks have to be driven out, twice or three or four times the amount of labor to unload those straws, three or four times the cost, because they now have to be transport. They have to pay more for the roads, repairing the roads, gas prices, get wages, the frequency of deliveries. Have you not thought about this? And when you think about this from the standpoint of, okay, well, guys, wait a second. Aren't they at least making a difference? No, they're not. Because the United States is the least polluted place in the world. In fact, let's be clear on this. The recycling phenomenon that we've had, and we've had it forever. When I was a little kid, I don't know, I was 10, 8, 9, 10, 12 years old. When we used to drive our car in the rural area of where I lived, and we saw an aluminum can on the side of the road, my mom would stop, we'd jump out, we'd grab that aluminum can, and we'd throw it in the back. And then when we got home and we'd fill up, we'd go on our bikes, and sometimes we'd go collect aluminum cans. People would throw them out on the side of the road. We'd step on them. We had little tricks how to flatten them. And we would take them in, and we would get paid by the pound, the aluminum, because it was very expensive. Aluminum was costly. And the streets were cleaned by us. Now, listen, not everywhere. But many young people, especially poor young people like us, would go out and collect cans. Now, this is important because today the woke think it's about straws. And when China and India and the Philippines and Lebanon, I was there, the pollution is enormously disgusting beyond. Like literally trash everywhere in the cities, in the city. Ridiculous. You think they're going to ban anything? No. But you're going to look good. You're the United States. We're leading by example. You throw out these little sayings as if you're going to make a difference. Well, let's be clear. There's somewhere in the neighborhood of 500 years of landfill space in the United States. 500 years of landfill space. Now, maybe not currently approved, where the environmentalists come in and they put all these boxes around it. They won't let them expand. They won't let landfills continue to grow. Well, listen, you can find canyons. You have to layer it properly. What, 1 inch? I don't know what it is. 2 inch plastic. Looks like a trash bag or a tarp. Tarps on the bottom. And guess what they use? Methane gas. As the organic matter leaves, they use it to create energy, to create electricity, renewable, recyclable resources. The landfill becomes its own new energy source. So leftover organic matter, such as vegetables and meat fluids, etc., they contaminate your grocery bags. So when they ban these grocery bags and they say you can't have a grocery bag anymore, guess what that organic material is? It's sitting in your cotton bag. Those cotton and nylon bags that you recycle, that you keep in the back of your warm car, remember that? Because you're not allowed to buy plastic bags at the store anymore because symbolism over substance. You're not allowed to get them for free. You have to pay for them. I guess you can buy them for 10 cents. I went to one of the large grocery chains because I own a financial planning company, and I said, hey, listen, as a financial professional, I'd like to buy those, and I want to put my name on it. I'm going to put your name too. Don't worry, I'm going to put my name and your name, and I will pay for 10,000 bags. And I will pay also the 10-cent charge to the state of California. So I'll pay to make the bags. I'll pay to put my name on it. I'm going to pay to put your name on it. And I will pay the fee, fine, charge, whatever the state of California wants, so that you can give away these bags for free. And when you run out, give me a call and I'll get some more. And they said, sorry, it's illegal. We can't do that. I said, the state of California is going to get its dime. You guys don't have to pay for the bags. We can give them away for free. Nope, sorry, can't do it. So instead, what do? They tell you that you're going to have this cotton bag, this bamboo bag, this nylon bag. So you go into the store with these red, white, and blue bags, and you do whatever you can to go shopping because you're saving a tree or an environment or a duck or something. And you, as you walk into the store and you're carrying these bags, what's in the bottom? Leftover meat juice? I don't know. Leftover a leaf from your spinach or a piece of the top of a carrot? I don't know. It fell out. And it's sitting there. And now, do you understand what happens? The bacteria. The disease that's going to be transferred to your next bag of groceries. Now they'll tell you, no. You don't understand. You're supposed to wash those bags when you get home. Oh, so didn't you say you wanted us to save water? Wasn't there a water crisis of some sort? So we're supposed to save water, but wash the bags every time we use them, not just once. Ready for symbolism over substance? Wait till you hear of some wacky rules. If you want a company headquartered in the state of California, guess what you have to do next when we come back. Hey, this is Arif Hallady. This is Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Arif Hallady. Check us out at the website, therealside.com, and give us a call at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A cruise ship heading to the Dominican Republic to disembark hundreds of passengers after a 14-day tour was turned away because officials feared eight of those aboard showed potential symptoms of the coronavirus. A joint statement by the Public Health Ministry and Port Authority said the captain reported four Filipinos, two British citizens, and two U.S. citizens under medical observation. Public Health Minister Rafael Sanchez also said the ship had been barred from two other ports, which he did not specify.
An airstrike by Syrian government forces killed 29 Turkish soldiers in northeast Syria, marking the largest death toll for Turkey in a single day since it first intervened in 2016. The deaths were a serious escalation in the direct conflict between Turkish and Russian-backed Syrian forces that has been waged since early February. At least 50 have now been killed in the region. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy. I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, "Dad, this is good." So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised. Because my wound, closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm start taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
All right, welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Eric Halaby. We're talking about symbolism over substance. I love this because the left's job is to go through and make sure that your life is extremely complicated. And in California, their job is to actually make you walk through this gauntlet of living according to the way they think you should live. We've talked about some of the harmful bacteria that's left over in that warm, dry air that's left in those bags in your car. Look, you're not going to know it. You're not going to look in and say, "Oh, that looks like there's some organic matter that's left behind. I'm going to wait and see if I can get that to ferment into a junior high school science project." No, what will happen is it's just going to be there. You're probably never going to be able to see it, right? The issue is this. There's an alarming rate of transmission of diseases from organic material that is sitting around anywhere, right? You throw away stuff in your cupboards when you see fuzzy white stuff growing on the potatoes or the bread, you throw it out. So why would you still have that same type of stuff happening in a bag that you can't see? Now, you might say, "Oh, Eric, that's so silly." Listen, we have some folks in the chat room. Yeah, Virginia is doing the same thing, 5 cents, because they think you're going to fall for it because it's only 5 cents. And then they're going to say something like this. It's for the children. It's for the children. For children and old people in the environment, and clean air and clean water. And listen, if you don't like it, we're going to show you a commercial of a white male in a suit and tie pushing somebody over the cliff, granny over the cliff. And if you vote for that, you are the same person. That's what they do. Their job is to demean you because they can't win the argument and say, "Well, listen, really, the jobs lost, the environmental savings." Listen, we use the same trash bags to put in your wet clothes when you go swimming, your dirty shoes when you go camping. We're still using those bags, except instead of reusing the bags once, twice, or three times, what do? You go to the store and you have to buy new ones. Because it's not all of a sudden your bathing suit is not dry, right? You still need something to carry your wet clothes. And here's the crazy things. In California, if you're a liquor store, you can still issue those bags. If you are a restaurant and you're giving away, you're buying your food to go, your dinner, your lunch, yeah, you still get a plastic bag. If you are any other type of grocery store that is not a full-on grocery store, right? You might be a liquor store / deli. No problem. Here's the free bag. You might be a store where you are clothing. Here's the bag. Buying, does it, do you get how wacky this stuff is? Okay, here's another one. Remember, I started talking about this, and I think this needs to be the mantra. This is what the Republicans led, the civil rights movement. This is what the Republican led black rights and voting rights. You remember the NRA? That was led specifically and created specifically so that black Americans were not going to be denied the right to own firearms. The NRA has a history of protecting those that are supposed to be picked on, if you will, by the powers that be. So what's the difference when they take away something from you or give something to you that you can't, for reasons you can't control? Here's a great example. Requiring companies to hire people based on gender and race. You heard the left's criticism of President Trump's COVID-19, the coronavirus task force, doesn't have minorities on it and only one female. Are you kidding me? Is there any more of a racist group in the world than the folks that are on MSNBC and CNN? Is there any more racist group in the world than people that look at you and the first thing they see is your race or your gender or your creed? That's what racism is all about. You see, by doing this in California, here's the deal. You want to have a publicly traded company? Well, you're going to have a woman on the board. They create minimums that they're just going to change. The left's job is to make it so that if you have a public traded company, two out of the five folks that are on your board of directors on a publicly traded company, and you're headquartered here in the state of California, yeah, you're going to need to have women on the board. Not qualified women, not women that make the board better, just women. And you have to ask yourself, all right, listen, I'm okay with... And then after a minute of thinking about this, you look in the mirror and say, you know what, no matter what, it sounds kind of dumb. Because why wouldn't I say I want blonde people? Or I have to have a minimum of 50% brunettes. Or I need people that wear size 7 shoe or higher. At least half of my board has to be that, the other half left. You would look at that and say, how dumb of an idea is this? But when they talk about gender as if that means something, it just doesn't mean anything. But some of you are falling for it. Some of you think, well, you know, I hate progressive ideas, but you know, this one is not a bad idea. No, no, what's the difference? You either believe in civil liberties, you either believe in freedom, or you don't. You don't get to pick and choose. Like, I believe in freedom when it's this kind of freedom. You either have and believe in freedom, or you don't. I'm not talking about a libertarian anarchist rule, but you have to have a line somewhere that is a lot further, leans towards freedom rather than towards equality. Freedom or equality? What do you want? I don't mean equality in civil rights, because that's what we're talking about. Freedom, the best rises to the surface. You don't want, listen, if you're a restaurant, it's already been established. You're not allowed to have blacks and white restrooms and people sit over here and people sit over there. You're not allowed to do that. But what the left did is they made that equal to men and women. They said, well, then you can't have men and women bathrooms. Right? So what do? They required three bathrooms. Did you can believe this? A restaurant has to have three bathrooms, male, female, and all genders. That's the state of California. So what did the restaurants do? Instead, they say, well, look, we're just going to call them all gender. You see, that's how the state does it. The left, the Democrats, and the progressives, they say, look, you can still have a male and female bathroom. You just have to have a third. And you say, listen, I can't afford $50,000 to tear out the floor and to eat into my kitchen space to add a third bedroom, bathroom. Forget it. So they force you by saying, well, listen, we gave you an opportunity. You chose. It's your decision to have an all-gender restroom. So they have all genders. So all three, is that not incredible? You see, part of what I think you need to know about is this fakeness. We're protecting the environment is really the answer. Because by doing that, by making it virtually like a Holocaust denier, right, this climate change denier, the climate has always changed. You used to be able to ice skate on the Thames River in the middle of February. It used to be that cold. And that's just 100 years ago, guys. You used to have these... Look, Newsweek magazine tells you, back in mid-70s, I had the copy of it framed so I can remember not to believe the news media. And it's usually the exact opposite. Here's what they said. Global cooling is coming to the United States. The growing regions are going to shrink. The world is going to be... There's going to be droughts and famine. As the growing regions shrink to just below the state of California and just above... Basically, California is the only growing region. You're never going to grow anything in North Dakota and Wyoming. Don't expect to grow anything for sure in Ohio or Michigan. Nothing, done. And so they scared the daylights out of you. And then they did it with the killer bees. And then they did it with... So every time the left comes to something, you have to go, okay, the opposite is probably true. So when we come back, I want to get this, I want to go through this. The other part of it, besides the environment, let's talk about how they say women, 70% of a man's income. That's what you make. The fake argument that women make 70% of a man's income. And then, so look, I'm going to show you how two things can't be true. You can't tell me that companies are greedy. These corporations only look for the bottom line, dollar. And at the same time, that they're not employing women. And at the same time, that a woman makes 70% of a man's income. All of those things cannot be true. Or you have people that don't know how to use a calculator running these companies. Maybe. We'll be back in just a minute. The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Arif Halaby. Check us out at therealside.com. Give us a call at 855-REAL-JOE. Join the chat rooms, therealside.com. We'll be right back.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
All right, welcome back to The Real Side. With Joe Messina, I'm your guest host. Listen, I'm Arif Halaby. You know I'm not Joe Messina. He will be back soon as he's tending to the flock, handling. He's going to come back with a lot of great information. CPAC is the place to be, just so you know. It is the really, I think, one of the top organizations that is put on towards and for conservatives. So we'll see. He'll be back with that information. Give us a join here at therealside.com. I need you to join us, and here's why. Because you need to participate. Participate in the chat rooms. We already have a few of you commenting on the plastic bag conversation. Listen, I think symbolism over substance when it comes to the left, they've really perfected it. They have to look like they are feeling good. They have to look like they are acting. They have to feel like they made a difference. That is the reason that you call these things limousine liberals, right, where they fly around in private jets. They lecture you when the Al Gore's of the world says global cooling, reduced electricity, solar panels. And then, of course, his house in Tennessee uses more electricity than any other building in the entire state of Tennessee. Right. It's I don't know how many thousands of square feet, however big his home is in Tennessee, you realize that their goal is to not tell the truth. Their goal is to get something achieved by all means necessary. Does that sound familiar? And so when their goal is to get you upset, to get half of the world upset at the other half, in other words, men upset at women and women upset at men, they run into some fake argument that women make 70% of a man's income. It's completely false. How do I know that? Because it's 70%. Because if it was real, it'd say 71 or 73 or 68 and a half. Or whenever there's these numbers that sound, all you have to do is be into numbers. Just understand that. That's what I do. I do that for a living. And I look at this and I go, there's no way. It can't be. That's just too perfect of a number. I mean, I guess it could be. But something's wrong somewhere. You see, because if a greedy company could get the same labor, better job, a better job, because they say women do better work, diversity. So you're telling me a woman will do a better job than a man, and you only have to pay her 70 cents on the dollar. You need to be telling me that every single one of these corporations would be filled top to bottom with women doing the work. And they would, their profits would be off the charts. Because they'd be getting better work done, saving 30%. And these greedy companies, you see, if they are greedy, right? You tell me, greedy corporations, greedy corporations. Right? Bernard would say, greedy corporations. These big, greedy corporate, okay. Then let's think logically for a minute. As women fill up the workplace more and more, and men, and some, most women, question the competence of their new supervisor because of affirmative action type policies. Look, some of you know, I told you, I was a Los Angeles policeman for 10 years. It was 7 months and 3 days, something like that. Close, plus or minus a day or two. So for nearly 11 years, for more than 10 years, my job in the police department, and they had affirmative action was running wild. Now they declared it, you know, illegal or not a good policy or whatever the policy now is of the police department. But through that process, affirmative action. So here's what would happen. They would give a test for whatever job, let's say a sergeant. So they give you a test, and it's a written test. Nobody would know. You just have a number on the paper, and it would come up with a score. And then you would go through an interview. And then they would weight the interview, let's say 60 or 70% of your score. And the reason is because the interviewees could be seen. It wasn't an anonymous test. And so then you would weight it. You'd say, oh, this is a female. It's a female minority, black, white. This is a male black. This is a male Hispanic, a male Arab. Right? Whatever it was, they would then lean the score based on your interview one way or the other. And then in that process, here's what they would do, which is incredible. You would have the list would come out, and they would say, here is the civil service list. Now, here's the problem. This is not my opinion. This is shared to me by my friends that are minorities that are in law enforcement, in the police department at the time. And they would say, Arif, how am I ever going to be taken seriously when you're going to look at me with the stripes on my shoulders and wonder, did I get here because I'm good enough or because they needed to fill a spot? Right? Nobody would say that out loud, right? Maybe a few guys drinking beers might say something off to the side, but nobody's going to say that because everybody's afraid to be labeled a racist. And so, if you're a lady being promoted, you have to wonder, am I being promoted because I'm a female or am I being promoted because I'm the best person for the job? And I think that's a legitimate question. You guys have to ask that. And I think if I was a minority, I'd say, look, don't give me any help. And if it's even harder, if it's 110% that I have to give, 130%, then when I get there, everybody's going to look at me and go, man, that guy is not only the best, he's the best of the best of the best. Why? Because we made it so difficult for him to get here and he got here. Right? I don't know, maybe that's what would happen. But I also think here, this is a big deal. They look at each other. Minorities look at each other and they say, listen, I'm a minority working for somebody that's a minority. And in this world, in this goal, in this environment, I question my leadership. Are they the most competent? Did they get put there because of something they could not control? Because don't give me something for something I can't control. Hiring based on gender or race is the same thing as keeping me out of a job because of a gender or race. Both things that cannot be controlled by me, the individual, by you, the individual. So the left puts everybody in a category based on things they can't control, and by doing this, they control you. Because you can't get out of it. You can't say, well, I used to be this, and now I'm that. No. You just can't. Well, maybe you can if they're trying this gender bender stuff. But no longer can you be put in a position to say, I am the best person for the job. look at this test that I took where my number was X94321, right? Okay, nobody knew. The computer decided how I took the test. Did I answer the questions correctly? Did I not? Did I study correctly? Well, you'll see it. Look at the answers. And instead, they have to say, well, the reason they didn't take it is because the school system is racist. The reason they didn't pass the test is because the way the essay was written, you could tell that I was a minority, an African-American or Asian or a female. Right? They were excluding Asians from universities because they were doing so well on the test that they were admitting a greater amount of them. So I'm sharing this with you because symbolism over substance. See, look at me, look at my company. I have women in leadership positions. I have men that are minorities in leadership positions. I must be the best company to do that job for you because look at the diversity I have. Instead of asking yourself, are they the best people for the job? Now look, if they're the best people for the job, I don't care what they look like. I don't care what they sound like. I don't care what they do. Just do the right job. Would you want those kind of people in charge of trying to find the cure for this pandemic? Oh, that guy got the job over there because he's of this nationality. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe they just say, well, that guy got the job because we need to solve this thing. Because that is the only way, in my opinion, that they're going to solve this is by having the best people for the job. And look, let me tell you, it's not going to be me. I can spell science. I can probably titrate, I don't know, a little bit. I took chemistry a few times because I had to get it right. So don't trust me with your medical stuff. I don't care how many times you want to handicap to make a half Lebanese, half American guy with a gimpy arm, right? And check all those boxes and make it so that, and I have a size, 10 shoe and put me in that job. Or you could say, boy, that person's the best person for the job. Why? Because look, he's proved himself by doing things, by being the best person for the job, not by creating things based on my race or gender. Why aren't you guys fighting this? Why don't you go to the city council meetings when these clowns are leading these charges and saying there's 17? We have 72 genders in the state of California. You can put 72 different genders on your driver's license. Does anybody say, listen, we got a little crazy here, guys. We pushed this. We wanted to not make these people feel bad. I'm okay with that. I'm good. Picking on them, bullying, not acceptable to me. I don't like bullies in the schoolyard. I don't like bullies in the state capitol. I don't like bullies in City Hall or the school board. Because that's what the left is. They take over by bullying, by degrading, by shouting you down, by taking common sense and saying, wait a second, so why are we giving jobs to people just because their parents had them? I mean, how about just let me see the work you've done? Wow, we want you. You don't do that in professional sports, right? You don't have diversity. The New England Patriots aren't saying, well, listen, we've had a white quarterback for this long. It's now time to bring in a black quarterback. Listen, we've had straight people running. Now we're going to have gay people on the line. What do? They say, hey, we want to win. The goal? Win. You don't see 5'2" Jewish men running up and down for the Los Angeles Lakers or the San Antonio Spurs. Why? Because the goal is to win. Well, I want to win, and I want to beat this virus, and I want to beat this economic baloney that's going on, and I want the best people for the job. I don't care. I don't care who they are. I don't care what they look like. I hope you'll join me next time at TheRealSide.com with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Arif Halaby. Thanks for being with me. I appreciate it. You can give us a call at any time during the show. And don't forget to go to the website.